What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Boom! What's up, everybody? Venom, out in theaters, new comic book movie. I went into this movie, not a fan of Venom. I don't know where he's, I didn't know where he's from. I didn't know what company created him. I didn't know if he was DC or Marvel or something else. I didn't know if he was good guy or bad guy. Kind of looked like Spawn a little bit. But I am not, I'm very ignorant as far as the everything going into this movie. I didn't even know the production company, which if it was Disney, I probably would have guessed it was Marvel. Is Sony, also, you know, it's Marvel-ish. So anyway, Venom, went in, saw it, noticed it was Marvel, noticed it was Sony. So I'm like, okay, let's see how this is. I've seen The Amazing Spider-Man, not a huge fan, didn't see the sequel. Nothing's jumping to mind of something of theirs that I've enjoyed. But I'm going to give this a shot. I'm a huge fan of Tom Hardy. So I go into this movie, and it is bad from the jump. It is bad from the jump. There is one scene in this movie, which is, it's so similar to the newest Jurassic Park movie, where it's just a really bad movie that throws in a bunch of, like, iconic kind of shots. And then at the end, towards the end, they'll have like this gorgeous slow-mo shot, where Jurassic Park, it's like an underwater scene. It's just gorgeous, but the movie's horrible, but there's a scene that's amazing. That's gorgeous. And then in this movie, there's at the very end of the movie, there's this scene where it's almost like these things are, it looks like a Jackson Pollock fight scene in slow-mo, which, if you're familiar with Jackson Pollock, isn't necessarily how fight scenes should be described. But, you know, it was interesting to see the screen be just a splattering of pixels, but kind of given this 3D effect in the slow-mo. Nothing, it's really unspectacular, but that was by far my favorite part. I was like, oh, that's gorgeous, and then back to shit. So let's get into the bad stuff. So this movie, right, Tom Hardy plays this rugged, amazing reporter guy, right? Amazing reporter guy. Always get the hard case. He gets put on a case where he's interviewing a CEO, and okay, who's doing like almost like Elon Musk type stuff, but he comes from Silicon Valley money, that's kind of the bad guy character in this, in a way. So Tom Hardy's interviewing him, and he's got his notepad, like he looks like he's a newspaper reporter or somebody that, you know, is a written reporter, but then he's got a cameraman and what I would only assume to be some kind of producer following them around. I don't know what the woman's there for, but Tom Hardy starts to ask like a couple hard questions. Like, I see your company's doing these things. You're doing experiments with whatever. And, you know, the CEO storms away. And, you know, while Tom Hardy's trying to ask these questions, the producer's like, don't do it. Don't do it. Whatever his name is, Eddie. Don't do it, Eddie. Don't do it, Eddie Brock. Don't fly off the handles like you're such a good report. Don't do it. It's like, why is there, first off, if there was a TV producer there, they would be shutting the fuck up. They don't interrupt stories. Somebody's asking like a quote unquote, which wasn't a tough question, but the repercussions for him doing this goes back to work. He gets fired and his wife get fired because he asked a couple questions. Apparently, this CEO got like really, it was stupid. The reaction of it's stupid. And it's just like the character was stupid. He's like the worst reporter. The worst reporter. They weren't even like good, hard questions. Like he's supposed to be this good, grizzled reporter. And he's like a blumbering idiot. It definitely, like, I don't know the tone of this comic. I don't know if it's supposed to be like if it's written in like a cheeseball cornball way. I don't know if that's kind of the shtick of this character, and this movie is being real to it, because not only his portrayal of like this rough and tumble reporter, but also Venom himself, who is this scary monster thing, but has apparently the ability to speak English in a more modern time. Like, he's an alien from another plane that's a parasite infecting a human body, and somehow takes on a completely modern personality with humor and all this kind of it's just, it doesn't fit at all. Not at all. The writing for what, like, if I don't know if the comic book's cheeseball, okay? And if it is, I don't feel that it works for this movie. I don't know what movie it works for. Maybe you need Sam Raimi to do like more Burp-a-doo. But it seems like this movie is trying to be gritty in a way, but have not even like Deadpool kind of humor where it's funny. Like, this is just, it really, this movie feels like it was written by 10-year-olds or preteen. And like, that's the audience that it's for. Like, they like engineered a movie to like play with the brain and release the serotonin in a young teenage year old's brain to make them enjoy it so much. But I literally thought I was just in a stupid kids movie the whole time. Stupid kids movie. It's just like not written very well. Like, the CEO just does things spur of the moment. Oh my gosh. The fucking trailer for this movie is like the last scene, not like the bonus scene, but like the movie ends with the trailer. So spoilers for great marketing from Sony to give you pretty much the very last scene of the movie. There's also this thing where when the parasite is infected in the body, you see it in Tom Hardy, you also see it in the CEO when he gets infected by this parasite, where it does like this, the face comes and they're like talking face to face, and then the camera pans around them so you can see. It just looks, first off, looks exactly the same for both. So it's just lazy. It's like the people that did the graphics for this, it's like, okay, we figured out a way for where they can talk to each other and, you know, they're face to face, and we'll just copy and paste that for both characters and then just change the color on the bad guy character, because that's all you really need to do to distinguish. It really didn't seem like there was much else to distinguish the two. There probably are that comic book fans are angry at me because it's super noticeable if you've read all the comics and you see what he looks like. But in a movie where there's a bad guy and a good guy and they look exactly alike except for a slight color change, it's not good. Like, you could do better. I would hope for better. This movie could have been better. I saw Upgrade, which is basically the same premise of this movie, but done 1,000 times better. I think the acting in that movie knew what movie it was going to be in versus this one. It seemed like the writing was for just a slapstick goofball comedy, but the tonally it was supposed to be like this like mildly R-rated thing. It almost seemed like the newest Predator, which was horrible also. Just like, I guess somebody just trying to bring back the really horrible writing of the 80s. Like, I don't know if that's what they're trying to do, but whatever they're trying to do, it didn't work. I did not enjoy it. Go watch Upgrade instead of Venom. And I'm sure if you like comics, whatever, be angry at me. I don't care. I understand you have your religion, okay? You worship comics. I get it. I hate to offend people that worship crazy books and shit because they get violent sometimes. So don't kill me because I don't like your fucking stupid movie. Go watch Upgrade. It's a far better movie. Done at way lower budget. Just a way better telling of this kind of concept of a foreign thing taking over. But that's it for Venom. I hated it. Do what you will. I mean, it wasn't the worst movie, but it's just not good. At Ray Taylor, for all me on social media, inspireddisorder.com. Links are up top. Peace out!